said, man, the fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it. Baby gonna fish it too.
And it might be a good idea to listen up if you want to go fishing. Leaf and I are here. We're going to talk about fishing.
How's it going, Deputy Dizzle Dazzle?
You know what? Not so bad. I mean, you kind of came up my nap time.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll wake you up.
I happened to be awake, so I happened.
I was kind of worried about that. You might be on your couch.
You should never worry. I always just lock the door and pull the shades.
There you go.
Just do what I got to do.
But, yeah. So, you know what occurred to me the other day?
Yeah, what?
I just seem to like fishing more and more all the time.
It's not going away.
No.
It's not some...
Seems to be ramping up still.
It's not some affliction that you've healed from.
No.
Good.
Sort of an addiction, but I don't know if it's an affliction. I don't know.
It probably depends on who you talk to. If it's your, I don't know, your grandma.
My wife or my doctor.
Wife, yeah. Your doctor, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But since we talked last time, there's been a general opening of waters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that, you know... That means anything to you, exactly. But
an opening of waters and not so much an opening of roads. Well, one road, I guess.
Little
it
bit.
Sounds like
getting back over to Okanagan Lake.
Yeah, sounds like the Columbia River Road will be open again or is open again from what I heard today. You know, I think it's just still that time, and it's been that kind of season where you might just want to double check before you take any long drives like that if you're in doubt.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I got word. From a friend of mine, she said they were over there and, you know, they got into some fish, were able to drive in there and didn't even have to drive some crazy long way around.
And you were saying earlier that maybe that Lahontan run is not by any means over.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe even coming on still.
Well, I know y'all have felt it out there. We've felt it. I've felt it. It's been a cooler year.
Yeah.
And so the lake temp has just taken a while longer to warm up. And so, yeah, they were saying they didn't see any huge packs up yet, so that just says to me that it's just still
coming.
Still coming. So that's good news.
Yeah,
you know?
That's well for somebody like me who hasn't been over there and hasn't experienced it yet. You hate to have another year go by where you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
at least.
And you know, I just didn't feel like I've gotten my fix yet either. So,
but
I'm happy to hear it.
Isn't that how addicted people are? They never
That's right. Just
they
one
never
more
quite
fish.
Get there.
Just one more fish. Yeah, so that sounds like that's still going good.
Yeah.
Sounds like Rufus Woods is still a little bit, chocolatey, but still just kicking out a lot of fish because there's been a lot of fish kicked out of those net pins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see my friend Brad with Bobber Down still doing great down there at Chelan. I know Kaner with Heavy Hitters is still, he's still guiding down there, but I think he's getting ready to switch gears and come up here to Patterson.
Really?
Patterson. Because, yeah, Patterson has been fishing really good. You like that segue?
Yes.
That's
good.
I'm getting practice working under Master Dom.
We were talking about Patterson off the air.
Yeah.
Patterson's an interesting lake.
It's so cool. It really is. You know, it's kind of a tough one. You're not just going to go there and catch a bunch of big fish.
Mm-hmm.
You may have even fished it all your life and kind of written it off, but I have been there enough times now and was fortunate enough to help in some of the gill netting. We hadn't talked about this, that the WDFW would do to actually get a really on-point sample of that lake. And Bob Jadiff used to set out some gill nets there when he was the regional bio. And I used to love to get to go up there and help clean those out. A bunch of dead fish. It's awesome. No, but it's, you know, I mean, you get to see exactly what's going on in there. And it's exactly kind of what it feels like sometimes, except you don't get to see these outliers. You see a bunch of perch, of course, some crappie, a few big trout. And then you see two or three big old chunker walleye in there.
That's the
some
one.
Big bass and some giant crawdad eating all of those things. That was kind of one of the perks is you'd get a bunch of crawdad tails out of the deal. So, you know, I know now that those things that we occasionally see on the fish finder or pop up in these, reports that some people might just be like, I don't think so.
I know. Well,
because we've seen it. We've seen a lot of those.
It reminds me a lot of a little lake that I used to fish as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It had things in it, but because we never had boats, I mean, we were always building something to float out there, you know, but we didn't have really great access to it. So we're basically catching perch.
Right, just kind of catching what's out there at the tertiary, the surface and the edges.
But there were other things
out there.
Always
lurking, eating those fish.
Yeah, blew our minds when we'd catch a crappie or something.
Yeah.
And, And there were catfish there too. We didn't really know how to fish for those guys. Mm-hmm. We hardly ever
That's
got
still
those.
Something I haven't gotten to really fish for.
Well, it's a set line, and you usually come back later.
I guess that's not much of a fly rig for me. Kind of a too slow action for me.
I have never heard of catfish on a fly.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Maybe if you had
put a hot dog real fly on.
Heavy sinker, stinker.
Yeah, and something a sinker.
Yeah. That might work.
Yeah, so, that lake is just a lot of fun. I went up there earlier, got some nice smallmouth a few weeks ago with my buddy Jesse. Been back up trying to, repeat that. Haven't gotten so many smallmouth, but man, when I went up there with my friend Greg the other day, we were getting so many kokanee. They're all pushed up over by the creek next to the resort there, kind of nosed up in this dirty plume of water that was coming out of the creek, and wouldn't have even really thought to fish it, but we were just watching the graph and kind of fishing where we were seeing fish, and then I realized we were hitting them right at the edge of this mud line, and then all of a sudden all the way into the middle of the muddy plume, and it was like every time we'd cast doubles, we limited on them in like 10 minutes. So if you want to take kids up to do something fun, my closest one to the shore, I cast to that dock that's there by the resort, got one right out from under the dock. So you could probably just sit right there on the dock and throw out spinners, or we were using woolly buggers. Well, the pond monster to be precise with mine. And, just couldn't have got them on there faster.
Well, since the waters are open, we should be
lowland opener.
In encouraging kids.
Yes, absolutely. The lowland opener happened, so now you can take them up to Perigin. Yeah. That's a really nice one with some shore access. Don't have to have a boat for. Mm-hmm. Big Twin is open for those folks that want to get out there and probably hit it with the fly, and Little Twin as well. Mm-hmm. I heard it's been a little slower at both, but I think they're just kind of turning over like a lot of these lakes are right now.
Yeah, and we've talked about that many times before. But what you're talking about is sort of a upheaval from the bottom of the lake to the
and a bloom and
kind of turning over and it just throws their feeding off.
Yeah, it kind of turns like a green a lot of the time. Some of these are turning brown, and a lot of that's from this muddy inflow that some of them might be getting. It'll only last a matter of a week or two, and then once it clears up, it's just crystal clear, and that's when we get into our chronomid fishing for trout in the spring. And that's one of the highlights of fishing for trout in the spring on the Stillwater is chronomid fishing right after that right there, because it is the water temps are on point. They're just perfect, and the fish are going to fight as good for you and bite as often for you as they will throughout the whole year, except for maybe in the fall, but really the spring, part coming up is big time.
I'll tell you what excites me about that is because I think chironomids are like the one thing I can tie.
There you go. Yeah. We were tying some of those. And so, some other heads up, I'm going to try to get up to Cougar. If anybody has any reports, I'd take those and save me some gas, but I'll be checking that. I know that you can't get into Campbell the regular way right now up behind Perigin. Because there's a pond over the middle of the road. Oh. I know some people got stuck up in there pretty good. Frost Lake Road is open again. It is pretty dusty, so if you do go up there, please slow down for all the residents as you go by there. It is as well turned over. I did see some fish up there, though, and have had some reports of people catching fish there. So look for that to be good here in the next week or two as well. But as usual, there's always something going on here. So if anybody needs any fishing tips or wants to book a trip, we're wide open for business right now. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfisherproshop.com. You can email me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 509-429-7298. Remember, the water is sacred. We love our roads around here. Take care of each other and get that fish right on, baby.
Buttermilk cake, baby. Put the suck on the table, baby. Scalp them all down. Little fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on, put my pole and my line. I'm going fishing. Mama's going fishing in the pit.